Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
We just celebrated the 70th year anniversary since the United Nations vote on Israel, agreeing with the partition plan in the form of Resolution 181. And what happened at the United Nations to commemorate that 70-year anniversary is absolutely amazing, especially for this to happen at the UN. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Matt, there's a lot of different milestones in 2017, and of course, the big milestones coming up in 2018, and that'll be the 70th year since the development, since the establishment of the modern nation of Israel going back to 1948. But 2017 has so many milestones, including this one. 70 years ago, in 1947, the United Nations passed Resolution 181, and that resolution was the so-called partition plan that was accepted by the Jewish Agency for Palestine, but the Arab leaders and the governments rejected the plan, and they were unwilling to accept it if any of the territory included the Jews or a Jewish state. But going back 70 years ago, this was the vote of the United Nations and historic moment at the UN in which Vice President Mike Pence spoke along with other Israeli leaders to commemorate the 70-year anniversary.
Yeah, what a critical and important milestone. And as you point out, it was the Eastern Arab nations at war with the Western world and the anti-Semitism running rampant. And at least at the time, 70 years ago, the Western world recognizing, really, we should be calling it the reestablishment of the Israeli borders, if you will, and the state of Israel. Huge commemoration, huge anniversary to be celebrated by all democracy-loving peoples in the Western world.
Yeah, you go back 3,000 or so years ago, and King David established Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, capital between the 10 northern tribes and the 2 southern tribes, and that is in Jerusalem, and that was established by King David. Of course, you go all the way back to Abraham, even before him, with the establishment of God's covenant with the people of Israel that became Israelites, the Jewish people. So there's been thousands of years of connection and history, biblical history, to the land of Israel. After the Romans wanted to destroy Israel in 70 AD, and they destroyed the temple, they finally ended up crushing the next and final revolt. That was 132 AD. And it's at that time that the Romans, to insult the Jews, changed the name of that historic land from Israel to Palestine as an insult to them because of the Philistines, which had been the archenemy of Israel and the Jewish people since they came into the Promised Land. So from 132 until 1948, that place was called Palestine. And then in 1948, Israel established it again, as you said, reestablished it, and brought the name back as it was historically, Israel. But in between that, you have some significant events that took place. 1917 was a big year when the Ottoman Empire fell. They were defeated by Great Britain. Great Britain then controlled that part of the world, conquering the Arab Muslim Ottoman Empire. And that place was still called Palestine. Great Britain decided to ultimately cede that part of the land back to the Jewish and even some Arab populations and to establish it as its own independent states of the Jews and some Palestinian Arabs that lived in that area. 1947, the United Nations ultimately accepted this partition plan. That partition plan was essentially Great Britain, which had control of that land, and the other nations, part of the League of Nations, that was the precursor to the United Nations, which included France and Germany and many other nations. They all wanted to carve up the Middle East. That's where you get Syria. That's where you get Jordan. It was then called Transjordan. That's where you get all these different countries that we now refer to today. And one of those was the place where we call Israel. And they wanted to ultimately create that as a independent state for the Jews and for the Palestinian Arabs. So they collectively agreed on that. Then 1947, having all that collectively agreed on by Great Britain and the other nations, the UN, which was a new entity, ultimately passed that partition plan. The partition plan is this place called Palestine will establish independent states, one for the Jews and one for the Palestinian Arabs. The Jews accepted it with all of the flaws that that particular plan had, and the Arabs said, no way. If there's any Jews here, no way. And that's how it began from the very beginning. The Jews accepted it, the Arabs rejected it, and you have that conflict continuing. But what we have, Holly, this week of celebration when this occurred at the end of November, of all places at the United Nations, you would almost think that they would ignore it. But under the Trump administration, right, with President Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, and the ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, what you ultimately had is a major celebration and acknowledgement of that 70-year anniversary. Mike Pence spoke at the UN and had a very powerful speech regarding this. And they actually replayed the actual vote of the nations that took place 70 years ago. You would never imagine that something like this would happen at the United Nations, but things have changed there under the new administration.
I was going to say, you know, it's a new day. It's refreshing to see that under the Trump administration that Israel is now being recognized by America as its rightful place, you know, as its own democracy, as a peaceful land. And of course, we as Christians know it as God's chosen land. He has a very strong opinion about Israel, and it's very appropriate that we not only be an ally, but that we celebrate it. You know, it was interesting recently after the earthquake in Iraq and Iran, the prime minister reached out. I mean, this just shows their mentality and their peaceful motivation. He reached out and offered aid to them.
Yeah, after the earthquake that hit Iran and Iraq, Israel and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu offered humanitarian aid to those nations. Now, these are nations, particularly Iran,
right,
that wants to wipe Israel
exactly
off the map.
They're considered enemies.
Yeah, they're an arch enemy. They don't just disagree. They don't want the Jews to even exist.
But yet they came back and said, we want to help you. You are people. We recognize you as people first and foremost.
Right. I'm reminded of the verse, you know, talks about it, if when you're kind to your enemy, you heap burning coals upon his head. But, you know, what we don't really hear talked about much is just the miraculous nature of this. It's a miracle of biblical proportions. And scripture talks about, you know, that the state of Israel would end for a time for hundreds and hundreds of years, if not a couple millennia, and the Jewish people would be scattered around nations around the world. And then the Bible talks about, yet they will come back together again, and the state of Israel will be reborn. But what other people other than God's chosen people, this small group of people, relatively speaking, to be scattered around the world, the Jewish people, for these thousands of years, and then yet to maintain a Jewish population and identity, and then to come together again in this rebirth of modern Israel?
It really is amazing. And not only that they just survived, when you have all these nations, these world powers coming against them to literally destroy them. You think of Egypt, you think of Assyria, you think of Babylon and Persia and Greece and Rome and Nazi Germany. And one after another, they just wanted to destroy the Jews. The Romans wanted to insult them, wipe them off the map. That's why they changed the name of Israel to Palestine, to rub salt into the wound. But they survived.
And thrived.
Yeah. And then much of what we experience today, whether it's agriculture, technology, medicine, cell phone, computer, whatever it might be, many of these developments occurred in Israel.
Absolutely.
During this now 69, moving on 70 years of its existence as a modern state. Unbelievable. Not only survived, but as you said, Holly, they have thrived. That's why, you know, it's so important, I think, that we stand with Israel. God's promises are true. Genesis 12 says, those who bless will be blessed, and those who curse will be cursed. And it's been true through history. We're proud to stand as Liberty Council, our other ministries, Christians in Defense of Israel, and Covenant Journey, a powerful ministry for Christian young people to transform their lives. You can go to lc.org. Remember us in your prayers and financial contributions, especially at this time of the year.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation. lc.org.